Who has the control in your life? Is it you or is it your parents, your boss, your neighbors, whoever? Is it independently from you or is it you who can change what happens in your life? Locus of control is all about where we believe that the power in our life lies. Now, since the locus of control depends on your belief and you can actually choose what you want to believe, the next question is, what would be good to believe about that? It matters a lot what you believe about that, because this will have huge consequences about your well-being and your life satisfaction in general, as we will see from the scientific studies. So where should your locus of control lie and what can you do about it? Let's see that based on the scientific literature in this episode. Welcome everyone. This month I am trying a new format for the podcast. The idea is to examine together one potential change in the world and we debate about it, about the pros and cons of this change based on the scientific literature. This month it's quite a consensual topic, at least among the scientific community, but you can obviously tell me your opinion about it if you disagree. I will first tell you where does the notion of locus of control come from, and then how this locus of control works, how it actually can impact our happiness, and finally, whether changing your locus of control will make you happier or not. Maybe what I said in this introduction was so exciting and interesting that you have no other option at all than continuing, or maybe my speech cannot really influence your behavior and you feel perfectly in control to decide whether to continue or not. Wherever your locus of control is lying at the moment, just keep listening to make up your mind about the right way to change your locus of control. So, where does the notion of locus of control come from? First off, locus of control has its roots in psychology, specifically from a theory called social learning. Psychologist Julian Rother came up with this theory to predict why people act the way they do. He found that behavior depends on two big things. First one is expectancy, and the second one is reinforcement value. Think of expectancy as your belief that a certain action will lead to a reward. And reinforcement value is how much you actually want that reward. So, I take an example. If you believe that studying hard will get you a very good grade and that grade is very important to you, you are more likely to study. Now, here is where locus of control comes in. Rother noticed that people vary in how much they feel in control over outcomes in their lives. For some, it feels like their own actions make things happen. They have what we call a strong internal sense of control. For others instead, things feel more out of their hands, like they are shaped by chance, luck, or the influence of others. This is to have an external control. This difference in perception became the foundation of the locus of control theory. So, getting back to my example, people with an internal locus of control feel that their choices and actions directly affect their lives, so they are the ones who believe, if I work hard, I will succeed. Whereas, by contrast, those with an external locus of control, they see outcomes as being influenced by things that they cannot control, like luck or fate or other people. So, for them, success might feel more like being in the right place at the right time and not really the result of their own effort. This theory was not perfect, like every theory, and as more psychologists studied this concept, it became clear that external control wasn't just one thing. Maybe it would be better to actually split it. Another researcher, Levinson, suggested that it would be better to divide this external locus of control between two parts, powerful others and chance. So, if you think that what decides your success is bosses or parents or other influential figures in your life, that would fall under powerful others. On the other hand, if you think that it's rather luck, fate, or randomness that plays the bigger role, then you lean toward the chance. The distinction between powerful others and chance even shows up in people's habits and views. Research has found, for instance, that people who see chance as a major force tend to have less healthy habits. As for those who focus on powerful others, they might view people around them as less trustworthy, possibly because they feel their fate is constantly shaped by others' decisions. But this theory keeps being improved, and recently psychologists have gone even deeper by adding more nuance to the powerful others' idea. In certain settings, like sports or the workplace, people may see their control as divided among specific individuals. In a sport, for instance, an athlete might feel their performance is influenced differently by their teammates or by their opponents. Similarly, with work, your sense of control might vary depending on whether you're dealing with your colleagues or with your supervisor. Another thing to note about the locus of control, so this idea of where you believe that power lies in your life, is that it is not a fixed trait. It can actually vary depending on the context, depending on time, depending on where you are at that moment, and depending on your environment. So I told you that the locus of control can have a big impact on your life, on your well-being, and on your life satisfaction. How is it possible? Why does it impact it? Let's distinguish, to answer this question, three levels. You have the cognitive level, the emotional level, and the behavioral level. First, there is the cognitive level, how we think about things. Our locus of control can change the way we interpret situations, both now and in the future. So take, for instance, you are at work and you receive some bad news, you get some bad experience. Someone with an internal locus of control might view it as a learning experience, something they can overcome with effort because it actually depends on them. Meanwhile, a person with an external locus might feel powerless because they see it as a sign of bad luck or something beyond their influence. This difference affects how people cope with the challenges. Then we have the emotional level. Here, locus of control influences feelings like anxiety, stress, and overall mood. People who feel in control of their lives, so those who have an internal locus, they tend to experience less anxiety and stress. But I'm gonna say more about that just after. They generally believe that if they encounter a problem, they have the power to address it, which can create a sense of stability and calm. On the flip side, those who feel like life is happening to them rather than because of them may experience more anxiety or even negative moods. When you believe things are out of your hands, challenges can feel overwhelming, so that's a problem. But let's see later if this is as easy as it seems here. Finally, the third level, which explains why locus of control can have an impact on your well-being, this is the behavioral level. This is about how locus of control affects our actions. People with an internal locus are more likely to take action, to engage with their goals, and to find ways to cope with challenges effectively. They use what is called in the scientific community adaptive coping strategies, like problem solving or seeking support. They are really taking the action. Instead, those with an external locus, they might not feel like this and they might feel less motivated to act because they believe their efforts will not change the situation. So they might avoid to take the steps to improve their situation. So with these three levels, you start to see how locus of control can have an impact on your well-being and your health. And now let's see what exactly is the influence of the locus of control on your well-being. So here is the big picture first. Maybe you start to have understood that people with an internal locus of control, that is people who believe that their actions shape their lives, tend to experience generally better mental health. This is at least what research has shown. And they have shown this across various groups, from adolescents to working professionals to people across different cultures, different countries. In fact, one large analysis looked at how 137 different personality traits relate to well-being. Out of all these traits, the chance locus of control, so when you believe that the outcomes are mostly random or due to luck and not from your influence, that was one of the strongest predictors of lower well-being. Meanwhile, people with an internal locus of control were far more likely to report higher happiness and satisfaction. On the other hand, both external dimensions, so when you believe that life is shaped by other people or luck, tended to correlate negatively with well-being. And to go on with this, studies have consistently linked an external locus of control to higher rates of depression, anxiety, stress, and even suicidal thoughts. People who feel like life is out of their hands may feel more helpless when things go wrong, making them more vulnerable to these negative states. However, we shouldn't draw conclusions too quickly, and we should be prudent about these results, because some other research have suggested that too much internal control is not ideal neither. For instance, one study found that people who were moderate in their internal locus of control, they managed stress even better than those who felt like they had to control everything. I mean, it makes sense. It happens very often for me that if I believe that all of this depends on my influence and on my control on my actions, then I can start to feel very quickly overwhelmed and I don't feel better at all. This is probably the kind of reasons why another study has found that a balanced locus of control, that is one that blends both internal and external locus of control, this is the people who reported the highest levels of happiness. So from the scientific literature, it looks like you will be happier generally if you increase your internal locus of control rather than external. If you start to believe that this actually depends on you and you have the control to influence your life. However, there is this important prudence to have that too much of it can actually also be detrimental. So don't start to freak out because you have to control everything, because that will actually result in the opposite. Time for a little summary. Locus of control is actually about belief. It's about the belief that what happens in your life is decided by either your own actions, in this case it will be an internal locus, or by something which is outside of you and you cannot have any influence on that. This is to have an external locus of control. We have said that there are plenty different factors, so this external locus could be divided in many different reasons. And what we have seen also is that very generally, research has found that people who have a higher internal locus of control had more life satisfaction and were feeling better compared to those who had a lower internal locus of control. So now the question is, what are you gonna do with everything that I've explained today to you? There are two options. Either you have a high internal locus of control, and then you'll say, okay, if this is a question of belief, and if belief, I have the influence to change this belief, this depends on me, so you have an internal locus of control, you will just try to make it higher, this internal locus of control, though not in excess, as we have seen, because this can also be detrimental when you have too much of it. And this means you will have an internal locus of control and that will make your life even happier. There is another option where you believe that it's actually not up to you to decide what is your belief about that. So you will just let it to fate, chance, or what other people will tell you to do, I don't know. And in this case, you'll see what happens about that. But of course, I would encourage you with the former, where you can actually believe that you have influence on your own belief and this will materialize in higher life satisfaction for you. Thank you for having listened to this episode. It was quite experimental because it was the very first time I do this format. I plan in the future to make it a bit more controversial, maybe about questions and debates that are actually happening in the news. That could be very interesting, I believe. But tell me what you thought about it, and tell me if you disagree with what I have just presented to you today. And see you for the next episode on the first of the month.